I'm Israel Smith, and this is Simple, Kind Enough, a podcast where I explore what it takes to live a simple life, be kind to ourselves and others, and focus on enough. Let's get started. Hey, so welcome back to the Simple, Kind Enough podcast. It's Israel with you, and I am really excited to share with you something that I wrote as part of an exercise for a course I've been doing. It's a love letter to all of the dads. So I'm just going to read it out, and then that'll be pretty much this episode, I think. Hey, dads. I wanted to take a minute and tell you I really appreciate what you've been doing for your family lately. Some days it's easy, right? You work, you earn a living, you provide for your family, you do the best that you can and you crush it on all the dad goals. You have fun with your kids and you are the best leading man your partner could ask for. But some days it's not so easy though. Some days work can feel like an uphill battle, trying to get it right, trying to succeed, trying to win a game that feels rigged against you. Making money can feel all-consuming and full of stress, full of hidden obstacles, and the feeling that you're never really in control as much as you think you are. Sometimes having kids feels like a disaster, and it's way easier to stay late at work than go home and face the chaos, the crying, the tantrums, the arguments, and the stress of parenting. No matter what you do, some days you feel like you're doing it wrong, failing as a parent and ruining your kids' lives. Some days being a husband or a partner feels like walking blindfolded through a minefield. You and your partner have arguments, worries, miscommunications, disappointments, and you are acutely aware of all the little ways you feel like or even get told that you're screwing up as a partner and as a father. And not to mention, most of the time, there's no time for you to do something fun for yourself or to hang out with your mates. And that's assuming that you have a group of mates at all, rather than being that lone wolf kind of guy. So being a dad and a husband can be a tough gig. And yet, despite all that, you're doing your best. You're showing up the best way you know how every single fucking day to provide and protect and to raise healthy kids and to be a good husband or a partner and to be just a decent man. You keep picking yourself up when you fail, striving to give your family everything you can because you realize deep down that your family are what it's all about. I wanted to tell you that I see you and I appreciate you and everything that you're doing. I see your struggles. I see your worries. I see your shortcomings. But I also see your wins, and I see your moments of joy and reward when everything does work out. I can feel your drive and your motivation, and I can also feel your pain. I know it's not always easy, and I know it doesn't seem fair sometimes, and I know it's very rarely simple, but I see you doing your best. And I want to honor and acknowledge that, because that's all we can ever do. And I want you to know that if you need help with any of this, with life, with business, with your family, with your relationship, with anything, that's what I'm here for. If you are sick and tired of being that guy who yells at his kids or works late to avoid his family or has endless arguments with his partner or feels anxiety or stress about work or finances or just feels like nothing is working out, then I'm here to help. This is literally exactly what I do as a coach. I've helped men just like you transform their lives and themselves into being the dad, the husband, the leader that they want to be. And I think I can help you too. So I want you to know that you are loved and you are appreciated. And if there's anything that you need help with, send me a message and let's chat. That's all for today, gang. Have an amazing day. Share this with anyone you think might need to hear it. And I'll see you next time.